So good, so good, so good.
Great brands, great prices. Everyone's got a reason to rack.
You know they have Marc Jacobs?
Nike? Yes.
Just so many good brands.
Vince, Birkenstock, and more brands you love are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. Plus, buy it online and pick it up in store the same day for free. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
I'm going to put you on, nephew.
All right, Unc.
Welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order?
Miss, I've been hitting up McDonald's for years. Now it's back. We need snack wraps.
What's a snack wrap?
It's the return of something great.
Snack wrap is back.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I'm Bart Winkler, Grant Bills, Paul Imig. The tone and tenor around the Bucks has changed quite substantially in the last 24 hours. First of all, if you did miss our draft breakdown on Bobojub Markovic, I did a good 30 minutes on that last week, so please check that out. Help me recap everything that's happened. So basically, everyone's back except for Brooke, 2 years, 18 of the Clippers.
Yep.
Torian Prince is back, which we all think is a favor to get Gary Trent cheap, as we'll have his bird rights next year.
Correct.
Jericho Sims is back. Is that right? Ryan Rollins, not so much, or maybe, but probably, who knows.
They rescinded his offer.
And then out of nowhere, a four-year, $107 million deal to Miles Turner, which there was no mathematical way for that to happen.
Correct.
But John Horst found a way, and that was by stretching out Damian Lillard's contract on, coincidentally, the hilarious and always fun Bobby Bonilla Day.
Oh, yeah.
We will now be paying Damian Lillard $22 million a year for 5 years as he rehabs and now can pick where he wants to go. So reports about who's happy, who's not happy, who's this, who's that. There could be no clearer sign to me that the whole gap year thing is
gone.
We can't afford it.
Yeah.
If Giannis is this close now, allegedly, you can't assume years with Giannis. Whether he ends up staying forever or not, you can't assume years with Giannis. You have to take advantage of everyone that you have. And, you know, there's still work to be done, I would say, but this is a markedly younger team, which for that alone maybe makes them a better team.
Yeah.
And in the East, I mean, anything goes. Plus, you made the Pacers worse. So
that's
good. Your thoughts, Paul.
Well, let me ask you this first. How many minutes, this is, you know, not dissimilar to the Josh Jacobs, Aaron Jones situation, albeit you could contractually actually do Josh Jacobs and Aaron Jones together, but there's that 10-minute period or that one-hour period. When how many minutes in real time for you guys, Bart, you were trying to nap, Grant, you were working, how many minutes in real time did you think, like, that passed between, wait, no, I'm not a cap expert, but Miles Turner can't sign for this amount of, like, what was your like intake of this information? I'm very curious about that for you two guys.
I never thought about it because this is not the NBA. Like, once upon a time, I didn't think they'd be able to trade for Dame. And before that, I didn't really think they had the assets to do it for Drew. This happens in the NBA, right? It's like, this team doesn't have any picks and no money. And then they find a way to jerry-rig something. So no, I was not suspicious at all. And I also, like many Bucks fans explained on Twitter, did not get these, you know, Josh Jacobs, Aaron Jones images in my head because Damian Lillard's Achilles isn't attached to his foot. A lot of people seem to have forgotten that. So no, I didn't second guess the money and I never started dreaming about that combo because I didn't think it was going to happen next year and maybe never.
Bart, what was your intake of the information?
Yeah, when we thought we had Jacobs and Jones, that was awesome. Although Jacobs been as good as I wanted and hoped. Plus, he bullied the Packers into trying to get their receivers to step up, which I'm pro about that.
Well, it helped get Matthew Golden to be a Green Bay Packer. But okay.
Yeah. I didn't really think about, I think, you know, when you got Josh Jacobs, it was, we have both. When they traded for or signed Miles Turner, I don't think the next thought process could be had there.
Hmm.
It's like, how is this happening? And this is a big thing that is a problem with the NBA. I'm looking at people online talking about these moves, being excited about these moves. But it's not so much, oh, you know, Turner gives Giannis the capability, or it's not, wait, so how much of our mid-level tax exemption do we have now?
It's not about the basketball. It's not about the fit.
This can't be the best way. This can't be enjoyable for people. Except for, of course, I mean, come on, Paul.
The triple P. The
pocket triple P. Protector Paul.
See, that was like my favorite part. So I probably should have assumed that we would have taken in this information slightly differently. There was this strange, like, I think I put the puzzle piece together about why the national media is anti-Buck. You want to hear it?
And before you do that, let me just say, it's not just like anti, it's not, it's unexplainable.
No, it's not.
Aggressive.
Okay, go ahead.
It's mean. It's very, it doesn't make sense to me. And if I try to be the vessel and talk about that on the air, I sound like a little bitch boy.
I'm gonna tell you exactly
I'm a Bucks fan.
I'll tell you exactly why it makes sense, and then we'll get down into the actual fit and do all the basketball stuff. John Horst operates in darkness. There's nothing that will piss off a reporter more than not being able to get information. I think, keep in mind, I've been to the dark side.
And you've been a reporter, which you don't flex. You don't tap into this background of yours often enough.
Well, I will in this case, and I will say there is nothing way to scorn a reporter, especially like those of the breaking news variety type of reporters, then not knowing what's happening and having to like, you know, shit, I'm plugged into 26 teams and there's these four that just, they are going to find their ways of poking that bear. So I am convinced, especially after today, I think about, you guys know this, like I'm a scenario planner. I'm a dots on the spreadsheets, on you know, data points on the spread. I'm moving everything around to figure out what could possibly happen, even if it's not being reported. I think literally I am among the 100% majority, not 99.9, 100% majority who said, this was never anything I considered. This was supposed to be, and I, like, again, I'll embrace the triple P, the pocket protector Paul, like, this is not supposed to be possible. And I think NBA reporters are scornful because they don't have any information. And I think they hate it. And I think they're going to poke and poke and poke because they're pissed. And I've seen it happen.
10 years of getting Giannis.
Not hypothetical.
It's 10 years of getting out of Milwaukee because they don't get any information.
You act like I'm reaching for this when I've seen it.
Well, no,
clearly that's why Wolfel's upset, because he used to get all the information.
Seriously, I shared a little bit with you guys recently. 15 years ago, man, that guy had, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
How plugged in Wolfel
was. So clearly he's pissed, but why is like a Sam Quinn?
Why, what you're describing, Paul, is like a small, in the grand scheme, Bart's talking about 10 years of just, it's always beating on Milwaukee and pressuring Milwaukee. Like, you know who I give a ton of credit to today? And I haven't seen every show and every clip, and I'll cut a lot of it before my show. Brian Windhorst for going on ESPN and not saying, hey, risky for the Bucks, but instead saying, what are the Pacers doing? You just had your best season in forever, and you cheap out on the guy who's been there the longest?
To your enemy.
To the enemy, too. You lose him to the enemy. This is the first time I saw Kevin O'Connor tweet this, which triggered me because I don't like AOC, but he nailed this one. He's like, this is the first year in recent memory where Miles Turner was not actively talked about as a trade piece. And this is the offseason that the Pacers are like, no, thanks, we'll let you go to a rival. So why are the Bucks wearing this? Like, they're doing everything possible they can to try to keep Giannis, which is all that anyone's been talking about. And they're the ones who are like getting like dissected today instead of the Pacers who
then they get Giannis or they get Turner. And then now it goes back to Giannis where Chris Haynes, and I know he's boys with Dame, and isn't he cousins with Mariah or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yep.
So is there a message that they want conveyed here, or is he just being like taking liberty to be, you know, I don't know. There's just the whole way that everybody's got to take something and I can't spend any more time on this on my show. I can't do it because I sound like a fucking bitch.
But the one point that you should not stop on your national show and anywhere else you may be is that social media is now for profit.
Yeah.
That should not be like brushed. Well, it's okay. That's okay. We've said that point twice before. That's part of it. And it only took like 8 minutes before Chris Haynes' tweet was out about Giannis. And then of course what this brought. So, I mean, so it was like they had 8 minutes of excitement and then it was like, Giannis is pissed. You know, like it just had to happen in that way. And then you go back and, you know, we've shared this in our chat, but Jason Kidd gets fired by the Bucks and Chris Haynes had the Giannis is devastated. Yes, quote, devastated about this. And I'm not saying Giannis wasn't, but I do remember when Drew Holiday was traded and like Giannis had to kind of put on a face because he couldn't be too excited about Drew. I mean, excited about Dame because he had to be mournful about Drew. And it's a tough spot. It's a tough spot for Giannis to be in because he has to like dance the dance of like, oh man, like my Achilles tendon torn buddy who I desperately wanted to make a buck just got his $110 million. This is a future Hall of Famer who just had his $110 million contract stretched. Players of Damian Lillard's caliber do not have their contract stretched and waived. This is not a thing.
They should more often. I love this from the NBA. Hell yeah. More teams should do this.
And I like the points that you've been making on social media, Grant, about it and how this is like just another day in the NFL, but it's not. My pushback is like, he still gets his $110 million.
Like, and he's elated.
Sign me up for like being devastatingly pissed that I wasn't valued.
And he gets to work
anymore.
Out at home now. He doesn't have to worry about doing Bucks bullshit.
He could just take the next year off, get paid. He doesn't have to join a team and stick to any schedule if he doesn't want to. Like, did you guys see scenario. Did you guys see the Haynes clip of him on NBA TV earlier today? So it's about 45, 50 seconds. And we played it on Bill's show and I'm like, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard because they went to Haynes. What are you hearing? You have a report about Giannis. And Haynes go, I'm told that Giannis Antetokounmpo is not pleased with the decision. And then the next thing out of his mouth was he just didn't like how it was handled. And I'm like,
yeah, okay.
Those two things are not at all the same. They are, those two are complete. Those are separate. So I think Bart, what you tweeted earlier is right. They asked Giannis and he's like, it's a bummer. You say it's a bummer. I don't know. I can't do a Greek accent. And then they're like, oh, well, we got to tweet something. And it's like, but that's just what you say. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I guess that's the responsibility of being a franchise superstar that everyone wants to tweet about.
And that was, I do remember when Jason Kidd was fired by the Bucks that Giannis didn't like the way it was handled.
But nobody's saying like, oh, Jokic lost Michael Porter Jr.
Yeah.
Nobody's saying that.
Did anyone call up Tyrese Halliburton or Rick Carlisle and ask about?
Yeah, what the fuck? Why, Giannis? They got a guy.
Yeah,
and it's they're losing the guy who's hurt.
And I feel you, Bart, and you have it worse because you're nationally broadcast. But like, I don't want to be the guy who constantly whines about the treatment my small town team gets from the national media. But it is. Odd. Like Michael Pena's got a story up now. He's calling this like the all-time panic move that the Bucks just made. And I'm like,
whoa.
Yeah, did you guys not see the headline right when we started recording?
My
column would be
of course
the Pacers
it's a panic move. These have all been panic moves.
You're forcing the Bucks to panic. Everybody, you want the Bucks to make the panic move. Everyone's like, Giannis is watching, Giannis is monitoring. I don't
know. People were saying that he wasn't going to be happy enough with who they took at fucking 47. And then they go and get Miles Turner.
I really don't.
It is another move, though, that they made in an offseason. And this is a little different because the guy's hurt. But we keep making these huge moves. We haven't had an offseason where we've been healthy since the finals. I mean, so we keep getting rid of all these guys. But we, we're reacting to unknowns. Like we don't know if it would have worked. We don't know. Although the Dame and Giannis thing, we can all admit, did not show the synergy.
Yeah.
We had plenty of time and plenty of games to see that that wasn't going to be what it needed to be. If they had been healthy, maybe they get out of the first round once, but that doesn't really change the outlook on how that era went, in my opinion.
Hey, everybody, it's Babs from Brunch with Babs. And do I have a tip for you? If you share my passion for classic style and joyful living, you're going to love Birch Lane. Their timeless furniture and decor is carefully crafted to bring joy to your home for years to come, just like the memories you make there. Plus, it's delivered fast and free. Shop my hand-picked Birch Lane collection and more classic styles at birchlane.com.
Did you know that skincare can start in the laundry room? All Free Clear is the number one laundry detergent brand recommended by dermatologists, allergists, and pediatricians for sensitive skin. All Free Clear is 100% free of dyes and perfumes. It provides an effective clean that's gentle on skin while removing impurities like dirt and body oil without leaving irritating residues. Plus, All Free Clear liquid is Safer Choice certified by the US EPA. For a clean you can feel good about, all you need is All Free Clear.
And I'll own it. I said it to you guys on this pod, like
multiple rings, I believe you said, multiple championships if I remember correctly.
I said they would win one of the next two, meaning
you did?
Oh yeah.
It was something very, very strong where I was like, "Jeez, all right. You like you loved the pairing."
It was at first upon the acquisition. It's like, oh, you have 2 years of this pairing of Giannis and Dame, and also 2 years younger Chris Middleton, 2 years younger Brooke Lopez. Like the roster was well constructed at that time. And then of course the playoff and the injuries happened, not just this year, but the year before. And of course it was the first year with Dame when the Bucks had in my opinion, a much realer chance to do something with real noise. But it is strange, Bart, and I really don't think this is like a local bias talking point to compare situations and say, well, where's the comment about Jokic losing the guy that he won the title with and Michael Porter Jr. It is strange, but all right, let's get into some mm-hmms. I'm going to read you what, as it stands now, is the 14 man roster of the Bucks, and I'll do it from like point guard, air quotes, point guard, all the way down to the bigs. And this is their 14-man roster. I'm going to assume, if the roster stands as is, that Thanasis is the 15th and final spot. But the asterisk is that Markovic, I'll let Bart pronounce the first name.
Boboyub.
Boboyub?
Yeah.
I'm going to assume he's on the roster. So he's one of the 14, one of the 15. But if he goes overseas, then you can have an extra spot. Kevin Porter Jr., Gary Trent Jr., A.J. Green, Gary Harris, Kyle Kuzma, Taurean Prince, Andre Jackson Jr., Markovic, Giannis, Portis, Livingston, Miles Turner, Jericho Sims, Tyler Smith. That's 14 guys. Let's just say for the sake of the exercise that the 15th spot goes to Thanasis. Going into this season, the Bucks roster is better than the Bucks roster was going into last season.
When, of course, even with Dame?
Healthy Dame, of course, right? Healthy Dame.
They need a point guard.
Healthy Brooke. They had Middleton. So they had Middleton, Brooke, and Dame at the time going into the start of this past season. Now, of course, all three of those guys are gone, but Turner is in. Kevin Porter Jr. is in. You've seen more of A.J. Green. You've seen more of Andre Jackson Jr. Gary Harris is in. Kuzma is in, et cetera, right? So while it's easy to say, of course, this is an upgrade for the Bucks because Damian Lillard was hurt. Like, he's not going to play. So it's an upgrade from what they otherwise would have had. What I'm trying to analyze is what I'll ask you. So the roster going into this upcoming season is better than the Bucks roster was going into last regular season. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm.
Well, Pat's gone. We didn't mention that.
We didn't mention Pat. You're right.
And that guy is going overseas or what?
That's what it sounds like. He's going to get bought out. He's going to give back a bunch of his money so he can go play overseas.
So I'm good to just say that guy and I don't have to learn his name.
Micic.
That Lopez sucks, so he's gone.
Washed. He was washed. I know you're shaking your head.
Oh, I just quote tweeted The Ringer, the article. I said, Monday, the Bucks need to do something drastic to keep Giannis. Tuesday, The Bucks did something drastic. What are those stupid idiots thinking? I'll be telling my kids about that one. Is it better? That's a good question.
Thank you.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm hesitant to say it's not.
I'll just add this while you guys ponder it. Grant, you did say this roster is clearly younger. If there's anything,
maybe that alone is the tiebreaker.
It might be.
And look, I'm more excited about this. This is as excited as I've been about the Bucks probably since the Damian Lillard trade, or maybe opening night against the Sixers.
See, the Bucks have found a way to make, like, now I'm interested in watching the regular season again.
Yeah, there's juice. So like even younger. Like, yeah, I think they're deeper.
Yeah,
deeper. I think they're deeper.
Yeah.
Well, a lot too is going to depend on like what we get out of. I didn't mention Gary Harris either, did I?
I said his name when I was doing the roster, but yeah.
So is that true? There's two Garys in the league and we have them both?
We got both Garys.
And there's two juniors on the roster
cornering,
as well.
Cornering the market on juniors and Garys.
A lot of it's going to depend on Kevin Porter Jr. And we know that he's not going to do a damn thing in the playoffs.
Thanks, Bontemps.
So, can I call it a wash?
I think so.
Or flow.
You're subtracting from you know, Dame, and that is weaker.
Mm-hmm.
The backcourt, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're way better with a Turner Giannis Portis kind of triangle.
Yeah. Bobby stays in his comfortable role. You're not going to have to ask him to step up and do something that he's never had to do.
Yeah.
Giannis can have the ball a little more.
Yep.
You know, when I say we need a point guard, Giannis is clearly capable. Also, like, I want Thanasis on this team. I want him to be a part of the team. I want him to play.
Get so pissy about it.
I want him to play minutes.
I don't know about that, but we can discuss it further. I'm interested in hearing more of that. I don't know if now's the time. I think, Paul, I will say slightly, and now we have the benefit of knowing how last year's roster went. Giannis and Dame never turned into the thing that they needed to turn into. Like, they needed to be this beautiful synergistic thing that was greater than the sum of the parts, and that was supposed to be the thing that led the team. And they didn't become that, and that really limited the value of both of the guys, right? Because if Giannis had the ball in his hands, helps the team, Dame's kind of useless, and vice versa.
Sure. But
Turner, even if they don't become this beautiful pairing, the Shaq and Kobe thing, their skill sets aren't going to stomp on each other in a way that, you know, Giannis and Dame did. So I still feel like you'll get the requisite value from both Turner and Giannis, even if they, you know, it's just another center combo. Even if he just comes in and is Brooke Lopez, I think the value in the certain players around the court, like, they're not going to be repetitive, and they're not going to be as wasted as they were with Damian Lillard here.
Similar to points that, you know, Bart's made about, you want to make a joke, and then you quick look to Twitter, like, oh, six people have already made that joke. So, like, sometimes I'll say something, and for example, like, I compared the Josh Jacobs, Aaron Jones thing. I not that that takes a rocket scientist to come up with that comp, but I didn't know coming into it, Grant, that had already been bandied about, so you were ready to, like, swat that one away. With this, it's like, I don't think it takes rocket science to say Miles Turner and Brooke Lopez, albeit 8 years apart, are great comps for each other. They are shot-blocking centers who stretch the floor and can shoot well. But we've talked about it for as long as the three of us have been doing this, about how, like, Miles Turner is an 8 years younger version of Brooke Lopez. It's hard to find a center that fits with Giannis because he's kind of a center. He's kind of a point guard. He's neither. If you would have been like, hey, like, a good center like Daniel Gafford, a good center like Rudy Gobert, you can never play these guys with Giannis. Your spacing would be completely, you know, you just can't, right? Like, you have to have a five, like a Miles Turner, like a Brooke Lopez, before he was washed, to stretch the floor and also protect the rim. It is the only type of center that can work. And I would say you would rather have a Miles Turner. I am not a Karl Anthony Towns guy. I would much rather have Miles Turner type player with Giannis than a Karl Anthony Towns type, because if you have that type of defensive liability at the five, a la like a Towns, you're not going to do much. Like, Giannis needs that other big who can be a deterrent around the rim. So all of it to say, my instinct is to call it a wash or to like have one of you guys convince me. And I think, Grant, your comment about, well, it's younger, I think that's right. I mean, Dame went into last season at age 34 and a half. Lopez was 36. Middleton was, age aside, was clearly his knees, you know, he had logged the miles. Mm-hmm. And they are younger now. And the roster seems, I mean, it's different. It's a different strengths and different weaknesses. We now can also say, like, well, now we know what AJ Green is, who I think is a hell of a player who Doc had better.
I mean, if they could move off of Kuzma, it might change my answer.
And maybe they are. And maybe this is all part of the plan. I said the roster to you looking at it across. And the NBA is not at a point now where you can just say point guard and then list the depth and then shooting guard. And then
especially not when Giannis is on the floor because he's just such an untraditional player. And a lot of players like him are, like, same of Jokic, same of Tatum. Like, it goes with a lot of those, you know, top tier guys.
But having said that, while you can't do the position by position thing like you could have 15 years ago, it is strange as I was putting together. It's like, here's your shooting guards, quote unquote shooting guards, like Gary Trent, AJ Green, Gary Harris. And then at the three, you're like Kuzma, Taurean Prince, Ajax. Like, it's like you have five, but then you only have Kevin Porter Jr. at point guard. So either this is a commitment to point Giannis, which, by the way, let's rock, let's go.
Yeah, I think that's good. I just don't want that to be the only option. It looks like Ryan Rollins has a cap hold. So, like, if I'm reading things correctly, when all the other deals process, they may be able to just bring him back.
My understanding is when you rescind that, now you're rescinding the cap hold. It doesn't mean you couldn't still re-sign Rollins. You could.
Yeah, it sounds like the jury's not out on Ryan Rollins yet.
Yeah, but you're not going to do it with the traditional cap hold that you earn.
I have no clue what a cap hold is. So that's the word that I keep seeing on Twitter.
Speaking of jury, guess who got summoned?
I saw your. Did you just. Was that a tweet or did you send that to us? I don't remember.
Oh, I sent it to you. Yeah.
Yeah, the picture. Yeah.
Your mailman story was hilarious, by the way, that you told on the air last night. You threw your junk mail in the garbage in front of your mail person. I got a kick out of that.
Yeah, because I went outside to get it. And then, you know, normally you get it, you throw it. But my recycling bin was in the front yard for pickup. So I just threw it, the junk mail, away. And he was walking back. He goes, you got to do that in front of me, man.
That's a good line.
That was not an exaggerated story. I heard it also.
No, that happened. And then he's noticed my Warriors hat and we talked about it.
This is very much like, again, you've said there's a few things, but this is a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode or even arc that they had for a while where you, can we hit the reset button after Larry made the mistake of talking to his mail carrier?
Choose
key. You know what
button you can hit?
Oh boy. Look at you. What a pro.
When you go to happyplacehemp.com, you can hit purchase and you will get 25% off your order, but you got to put in the promo code, which it says, what's the promo code that you have? And then you type BART, BART, for 25% off all the gummies and seltzers and tinctures and dog treats. Dog treats. There's a lot of dogs around right now. Me and my kid, we count how many dogs we see every day when we're out and about town. Our record is 53. Is that pretty fun? Is that relatable? Anyway, maybe I'll start throwing some hemp treats at them. 25% off is the promo. Type in BART when you get to checkout. And if you've already used the code, you know the deal, folks. You can use it again. By the way, some of those other things I was talking about last week, like the jock socks and the weird shoe brand, those links will be live on the YouTube on the bottom.
Wow. I forgot all about that. I put that out of my mind. Now I remember what you're talking about.
I don't know. I through Carl's Place, there's like an affiliate link I have, which I've never published anywhere. So if you got it from me, good. But then there's other companies that are like, hey, you want to promote our socks? And I'm always like, fuck yeah. And I know nothing about them. So Happy Place Hemp, I'm fully endorsing with the use of the consumer product. These socks I know fucking nothing about. But if you buy them, I get like 12%.
It shouldn't take too much effort. It's just a sock. You put it on your foot. So give it a
try. Yeah, it's just a fucking sock. It's just a
good punchline. I'm rewatching Mad Men. That would fly really well in that show. What's the line? It's just a fucking sock. All right, send
that in. It's a fucking sock.
So are we officially landing with like a very like tepid mm-hmm on if this roster going into this season is better? Is that correct? I don't think Bart,
I think mm-hmm, and I'm gonna go with my gut. I'm way more excited this year than I was last year.
Yeah.
And that that has to mean something.
But does that have to do with the East being so open?
Yeah, for sure. For me it does.
Maybe part of it. Probably.
Because there's a real chance, because it's the East is what it is. It's winnable. And now you don't have to talk about gap years. And that has favor just because you don't have to say gap year. There are two point guards on the market, veteran point guards. Last week, I asked you about one of them, ironically, with an mm-mm or fuck no in relation to Russell Westbrook. Chris, but let's just recap and say, as we just were talking about, the Bucks point guard depth chart includes Kevin Porter Jr., end of list, Chris Paul or Russell Westbrook as the final piece of this Bucks puzzle. Mm-hmm.
Is Russ going to the Kings?
I mean, they just signed Dennis Schroeder, so I don't know if that would make sense for him, but
is
I don't know.
Paul going to the Clippers? I don't want Paul.
No one wants Paul.
Did you say him?
I did say. I said Chris Paul or Russell Westbrook. I mean, they're vet mins.
Of guys that I would never be able to root for.
They're both right there at the top of that list.
Well, Russ, I could enjoy Russ. I know I shit on him 2 weeks ago. I could have fun with the Russell. I've always liked him. I don't know how. There's like. Some things he does that you're so happy about, and then some things he does that are so the fuck, but then they like narrow out to neutral.
He will win you 3 games, he will lose you 4 games. Yeah,
you might as well just have Ryan Rollins just like be blend in with the background.
Probably.
Chris Paul would be high on the list of guys I would never want on this team.
Mm-hmm.
Halliburton. Although if you put Halliburton on this team right now.
Two down, two to go, Chris Paul.
If you put Halliburton on this team with Giannis and Turner, because then that'd be the Pacers. That'd be just Giannis with being just Siakam.
That's what everybody wanted. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know.
Veteran point guard? I mean, maybe it's these two names. I don't know who else to throw on that list, but.
Oh, is there anyone else there that tickles your fancy?
Well, these were the two that came to mind, and these two didn't exactly.
Well, I'd rather have Russ, if that's what you're asking. What does it say that Kyrie blew his ACL out? Got a 3-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
Stretching Dame's contract, it's going to be like, oh, yeah, fuck, we got that $20 million.
Mm-hmm.
But we are used to that in other sports.
Dead cap.
NFL. Yeah, we're used to dead cap.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what Dame was going to be when he came back.
36 years old coming off an Achilles. I mean, it would be unprecedented for him to be an even good player, much less great player.
Next year, and then the year after would probably... This is how it would go. He'd come back maybe at the end of next year.
Maybe.
And he wouldn't be good. And then we'd go into the offseason and we'd say, well, this is actually like he's really coming back now. And then he would stink. And then we'd say, well, but this is his first season. Remember, this is his first season back. So we'd be like 2 seasons and change, or I guess like a year and a season and a half into this thing before we could even draw a conclusion. And by that point, he's 36. So even if his Achilles is great now, he's old as shit. So like, I don't know. Maybe this is insensitive. So sorry to Bucks fans if I'm stomping on your emotions today. Everyone's like, man, I'm glad that we got Miles Turner, but I'm just torn to bits about this Dame thing. And I'm sitting here at work at my computer like, fucking why? Like, we watched it. It didn't work. He's going to get all his money. He gets to rehab wherever he wants and play for whoever he wants. They didn't kick him out and keep all his money. He's getting it all.
So I know.
Like, it's fine.
It's when people were like feeling really bad for Budenholzer or Tibbs. It's like, you know that like they get to now do whatever they want for years and get the money they would have already otherwise have gotten by working. It's okay. I think they're going to be all right. I wouldn't sweat it too much.
How many discounts does USAA auto insurance offer? Too many to say here. Multi-vehicle discount, safe driver discount, new vehicle discount, storage discount, legacy.
How many discounts will you stack up? Tap the banner or visit usaa.com/autodiscounts. Restrictions apply.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The one thing I'll say about it, we'll kind of go back to you can answer the point guard question if you want, but this did also remind me, as I was thinking through it, of the price to sign Kawhi Leonard for the Clippers 5 years ago was, you know, the Shea Gilgeous-Alexander trade and whatever. Maybe they didn't have to do all that. The Clippers could have negotiated harder. But ultimately, they had to get Kawhi, you had to do this. I say that because Miles Turner is going to get 26.75 per year average. But you do have to add $22 million onto that, because you're paying the equivalent of a $48 million roster spot for Miles Turner, because you can't just have Miles Turner. To have Miles Turner at 26 a year, you have to not have Dame at 22 a year.
But you can look at it like that. You can also just add $1.5 million to everybody's salary.
But I'm saying you can't just have Miles Turner at 26. You have to...
what were they going to pay Dame to not play?
53.
Let me tell the lead topic I was going to come in with, and I had tested this on my two NBA buddies who are really into it too. This is how bad it was, is that I was going to propose to you the scenario of, if Bradley Beal waives his no trade clause, you would trade injured Dame for Bradley Beal straight up. Mm-hmm. Or mm-mm. And what my buddies and I bandied about was like, oh, God. But also, after working through it, mm-hmm, like, not happily, mm-hmm. But the point is like, if you can have an able-to-play Bradley Beal at that salary slot, or a not-able-to-play Damian Lillard, you take the able-to-play Bradley Beal. So it's the equivalent of trading Damian Lillard for Bradley Beal, because you would have had to pay Beal his $55 million per year. And by the way, he might have been disgruntled in doing so, because he didn't waive his no-trade clause the first time to come to Milwaukee when he had the opportunity to do so a couple years ago. So you're paying Miles Turner $48 a year. I mean, like, that's the cost of doing the business. He won't see that money. He'll see 26 of the 48. But if you want to look at his dead cap, or you want to look at it as, you know, more on the Miles Turner salary, that is one way to say it, but you couldn't do one thing without the other. So I just think it's worth noting.
I had something very important to tell you.
Should have written it down.
Also, I have 4 minutes. If there's anything very important you want to get to.
Malik
Beasley.
I fucking knew that was going to happen. I knew you were going to let Paul start whatever he was going to say, and then you were going to remember.
Well, you didn't give me a lot of time. Tim can edit that in post.
Go ahead, sure.
I thought you were getting a Diet Coke. That looks like an OC.
It's a Coke Zero.
Oh, that's good too. Yeah. What about Malcolm Brogdon?
You know what? I should have added that. That is, if he's in the vet minimum category, bring him home. I mean, who also, by the way, was traded to the Pacers, so we can reverse engineer some more Pacers.
We need to, like, celebrate that we took a Pacer more.
Okay, so what I was going to say before you had your very important comment about Malcolm Brogdon, apparently, was, Bart, where did you end up putting the Pacers in your official Bartometer last week?
7.
Okay, so Miles Turner is gone, replaced by
nothing.
The Bucks
were 8. I put the Bucks 8.
So the Pacers are now no Miles Turner, no Tyrese.
They're out. Hawks are in.
Yes, that was going to be my question. Are the Pacers like out? And Grant, did you said last week? I think you had the Pacers closer to one than eight. I don't know if you eventually put in your final vote, but you're nodding your head. Are Pacers like not a playoff team now next year?
Well, do they want to be? They just let their franchise center go. I think they're a playoff team. Come on, they're deep. They got a bunch of guys. But last week we were talking about the ability to win a title.
I mean, Tony Bradley is their starting center. I don't know.
Well, unless they sign DeAndre Ayton.
So the Duke, Hawks I will say are this. Poised to be a team on the come up. I need a little proof of concept for a month. Can I see it? Can I see it for a month? I've been hearing about the Hawks for 5 years now, ever since he got traded. I just like to see it. That's all.
Yes, you still have some stock in Hawks Island. I will say this, and Bart, you should mention this tonight. I do think DeAndre Ayton, he could totally choose the Lakers if he wants. You should mention that DeAndre Ayton signed the offer sheet with Indiana 4 years ago. Indiana was happy to let Miles Turner walk because they actually physically signed DeAndre Ayton to his offer sheet, and Phoenix matched it. They were going to dump Miles Turner 4 years ago in favor of Ayton, and so they might have just fast-forwarded 4 years and done that now. And if Ayton wanted to be a Pacer then, obviously he did. He signed with them. Why wouldn't he want to now 4 years later? So I think to my point about like, is Tony Bradley the starting center? I mean, he would be if they had a game tonight, but I would bet that Ayton goes to the Pacers. Now, having said that, like, it sounded like, I'm sure you guys have read about it, the Blazers were like so thankful that they could get any money back from Ayton because he's just apparently a bit of a, I don't know, head case or whatnot.
Come to a game because his driveway was icy once.
Amazing.
And when asked early in his career what a successful career would look like, he said a second contract. So
I do not remember that.
That's a real good answer, though.
I mean, it is. Yeah. I mean, I think so. I mean, look.
What's the average? 3 years?
Exactly. You put yourself into generational money. You secure your family's future and their children's children. Yeah, but you don't say that. You think it to yourself.
All right. I'm going to get this posted before Giannis gets traded after all this.
If the Bucks pull off a Kyle Kuzma trade and or sign like a Brogdon or whatever like that, we have to tack it on then, Bart, because that would be the icing on the cake of a day like this.
Oh, I'll go live if Kuz gets traded.
I mean, real talk, if nothing else, and this is what Michael Pena won't write about, if this goes south next year, Miles Turner's a nice trade piece.
Totally.
Some contender will want that.
Yeah, also, it was going to go south anyway.
This is hitting an iceberg at some point. Why can no one get that through their fucking skull? Like, people imagine, like, well, when Giannis leaves, don't you want to be set? There is no being set.
We're at least trying to throw shit off the boat. We're sinking. Okay.
We're all dying. We're all
we just know we're not going to die as soon as we thought we were. So we're happy about that. God forbid we live a fucking let out.
And boats are sinking all around us. I just saw one go down over there. The Pacers drove their boat right into the iceberg.
Purposely.
Yeah, Turner had to hop over. We saved his goddamn life.
All I know is that, look, everyone's freaked out about global warming and the end of humanity. I look around. We're doing in our solar system, at least, we're doing pretty good. You know what I mean? Like, we're doing better than the human
population. Live to fight another day.
Exactly.
Guys, it's always a pleasure. Thank you all for stopping into Paul.
The Winklerverse.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to put you on, nephew.
I don't.
Welcome to McDonald's. Can I take your order?
Miss, I've been hitting up McDonald's for years. Now it's back. We need snack wraps.
What's a snack wrap?
It's the return of something great.
Snack wrap is back.